Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
Good evening. This is N7IVV. Happy 4th of July, everybody. We're not going to do a formal net tonight, but I spoke to one of our club members earlier today, and he had some things that he would like to discuss, and he was kind of looking forward to getting on the net tonight. So I figured, okay, well, we'll just kind of do a sort of an informal discussion session. So with that, let's see if AG4BA is out there and we can kind of kick this off. Again, this is just going to be kind of a roundtable discussion. So AG4BA, round N7IVV. Well, I'll take that as a no, and hopefully just not a or no, not yet. But anyway, just obviously, for those of you that don't know, there's a special event going on this week, and normally we'd never mention it except just, hey, I got this, I got that, but it's the 13 Colonies special event, and that takes place every year. I don't know how many years they've been doing it. If Rich is around, he can probably tell us, but basically it's just an observation, a celebration of the, you know, it's kind of a 4th of July celebration, and they've got 13 stations in the original 13 Colonies, and they've got three bonus stations that are just there for fun, but it's just a special event. It's not a contest, and so nobody gets points, nobody gets anything. As a matter of fact, if you want, you can get a certificate, but it's kind of like, yeah, everybody that comes gets to go home with a certificate. So it doesn't matter how many you make contacts with or not. If you want another piece of wallpaper, then you can get that. So anyway, that and the reason I mentioned that at all is because Rich, K1HTV, has been volunteering some of his time to doing FT8 contacts for the state of Virginia. And they roped me into doing some satellite contacts also for Virginia, and that's the call sign for Virginia is Kilo 2 Bravo, if you didn't realize that. So he and I have both been busy with that. I know there's a lot of other folks that are pitching in and helping out with HF contacts and whatnot around the state. So tell you what, anybody got any questions about that? Let's throw it out there and see. This is N7IVV.
KX4KU.
Okay. Hi, Kevin. Go ahead.
Well, you know, I had to just make myself, my presence known. No insight. Just wish I knew why Great Britain wasn't playing along on more CW and New Jersey's flagging too. Those are the only two I need. Great Britain and New Jersey. And I'll have the clean sweep. And no, you don't get any points. You merely get bragging rights and a little special stamp. And I don't think it's been around that long. I think they had it 1 year and then it stopped. And I guess they brought it back. But it's a relatively newer one. But I find it fun. Back to you, N7IVVKX or KU.
K1HTV.
Hey, Rich. K1HTV, go ahead.
This is the 11th anniversary of the original 13 Colonies special event.
Okay. That's, for me, this is the, I think, only second, maybe third time that I've been aware of it. Last year, I remember trying to actually participate. This year, of course, they've got me helping out, and even with that, I've managed to get all of the 13 Colonies and Great Britain. So Great Britain's real active on FT8. I don't know. I guess you're trying to do CW there, but I'm finding that the William Penn and the French stations are not coming up on FT8. I guess that means I just need to go ahead and get on phone and look around, but. But in the evenings, of course, I spend all my time on satellite. Go ahead, Kevin.
Well, that's my fallback position, is I'm FT8 film, but I really wanted the, once again, just a sense of accomplishment to get them all CW. I did see a comment on one of the fighting networks. Somebody worked in France and then they just wrote, "Hey, where's Great Britain?" So, or where's the UK? So, but yeah, I mean, yeah, it's my fallback position. Just, like I said, I got all but two, and you know, I can work the FDA from home, but I've been coming up to my nephew to do the DW, because a couple of times they ran split, and that is a lot easier in person. I can't really do that from home, so you know, if they go split, which is nice, I can do better from here. But I think after I get down here, which is probably soon, I will just have to see you. Back to you. Oh, over to Rich, K1HTV, KX4KU.
KX4KU, K1HTV. A correction on the anniversary. It's the 13th anniversary. I was reading ran across an article, and I noticed it was dated 2019. And so in 2019, it was the 11th, so this would make it the 13th anniversary of the event. It's been operating primarily FT4, and so far made over 1,100 contacts. I didn't make any contacts at all today. It was over at Son Andy's house, K1RA and KZ1AMY and K1AEZ. My family over there in Warrington, and my daughter Christina celebrated her birthday a few days ago. She's KR1SSZ, and Christina Z is was there. We had a great meal. I did do some operating, some 6-meter operating remotely from Andy's place using the Android phone between servings, between different courses of the meal, which was delicious. Prepared by Christina, who was trained in the Washington Culinary School many decades ago. So whenever she comes down, she brings lots of good food with her. Anyway, I got on from Andy's place this morning, starting about 11 o'clock. Worked a number of stations, Italians, Austria. There was an opening to Israel and Kuwait, just as I was leaving the house. Did not work those. R6KA in Russia was on. It's Crimea. That counts as Russia. He was active. And a number of other kind of rare stations, but that'll be for Andy's. And then at Andy's, worked more DX, including Ukraine and a couple other former Yugoslavian break-off countries. Anyway, that was going on 6 meters. So I did not do any K2 Bravo operations at all today. I may do some as the, well, we're into the next GMT day anyway, so I guess I didn't do any, I will not do any operating today. Maybe after this net, I'll get on again and maybe make some 2-meter contacts if anybody wants to work K2B on 2 meters. Back to Brad. This is K1HTV.
Wow. Well, I know that you're always working hard, but 1,100 contacts. I think I've only done a whole 26 satellite contacts, and it's interesting because, well, you know, there's not that many people who get on satellites at all, and apparently most of them have already got these 13 colonies, and so they aren't answering the CQs that we throw out there. I say we because there's another fellow, KS1G, I'll get it here. Yeah, KS1G. He was here when called. Steve, he's up in Herndon, and it sounds like he's got the exact same setup I do. He's got an IC9100 and the same antennas and everything set up, rather the rotators. But I've been really frustrated because I made the mistake of not checking my equipment before I started this, and that would be a great surprise to all of to you guys. Hi. But see, I had moved my software, and I had moved the rotator over to another machine, you know, and it worked fine for FM and for my weather stuff. But I hadn't done anything on these linear single sideband bridges at all since I moved it, and so I was woefully messed up. And they're challenging anyway, so Anyway, if anybody's listening, we're not doing a regular net. We're just kind of chit-chatting about things. Anybody else out there wants to join in? We're just sort of chatting. N7IBB.
KN4LIX, portable.
K4GG.
KG4VA.
Okay. Well, I'll try to remember that because I'm not even writing anything down here. But hi, Dennis and John and Alan. I'm going to throw it over to Alan next because he's the one that had the question this afternoon, which prompted me to go ahead and run a chat tonight. So what was your question? What did you want to discuss, Alan? Go ahead, KG4VA and 7IVV.
Well, good evening, Brad. Good evening, everybody on the net. This is, or the informal gathering, whatever you're calling it, this AG4VA. Well, I was just curious. There are so many people, at least it seems like in the fourth call area, who are participating in the 13 colonies. I just thought people might be interested a little bit in the backstory of what you guys do to participate. Were you invited? Did you sign up? Do you have some kind of a quota? You're supposed to work certain hours, certain bands, certain number of stations. You send out QSO cards. That's all up to somebody else. And I think most people know the front end, working the 13 colonies and the three bonus stations, Philadelphia, Great Britain, and France. But they may not know what to do if they would like to participate maybe next year or in the future. And I thought one guy really did a good job. He was just totally devastated by a pileup working folks who wanted to get the 13 colony call. And he finally said, okay, guys, we gotta stop for a minute. And he broke it down into call areas, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and so on. And he did pretty good with 1, 2, and 3, and when he got to 4, he got overwhelmed again, and he said, you know, let's break this down further. He broke it down into the A's and the whiskeys and the kilos and the Novembers, and he took the A's and the N's, and then I guess W was, and K's kind of predominate more or less in the fourth call area, so he worked those, and he kind of turned it into controlled chaos. So kind of interesting the way the guys have worked this out when they're so devastated with so many people wanting to work that station. So anyway, that was just kind of my question this evening. If you guys don't mind, I think you and Rich on the net are participating in 13 colonies. So what is kind of the backstory? What if somebody wanted to participate next year? How would they go about it, and what would their commitment be? Back to you, Brad, N7IBV, AG4VA.
Well, I'm going to kick that one over to Rich. Go ahead, Rich.
How you doing, Alan? This is K1HTV. Happy Independence Day to you and all the rest of the people listening. Regarding the 13 Colonies event, the initial, I guess most of them are by invitation, and usually the guys who've done contesting or who can handle pileups and work off the stations quickly were asked. Stations that have participated successfully and with good scores in the VA QSO party, etc. In this case, the manager for the K2M call was K2 Whiskey Papa Mike, K2WPM, and he sort of managed the fourth this Virginia state. There is an Excel spreadsheet online for operators, and they initially, weeks and weeks ago, start populating that sheet for each band mode. So on 75 meters, it'd be a 75 meter phone, CW, FT8, and digital. Digital could be any of the other digital modes, which includes FT4, PSK31, etc. And guys would populate those maps and those spreadsheets, and that's how it was done. Now, there are, of course, others who had asked, and they somehow got touch, like the word came out on the reflector that they're looking for a satellite op, and I said, well, I know a good satellite op, and send a note to K2WPM, and also to Brad, had Brad contact them, and they got together, and Brad was able to get on and make contacts via the satellite. Pileups are fun. If you've not done it before, as the guy found out, you can be overwhelmed, but you need to manage the pileup. It's a fun thing to do. But I was W1AW stroke 4 back a number of years ago when they celebrated the 100th anniversary of the W1AW Maxim Memorial Station. And huge pileups. But, you know, having done contests, you know, you can handle them. But you do have to manage them. Otherwise, they get out of hand. And you don't let, you know, break. Anyway, that's the whole thing. You learn as you start getting into pileups. So I would say right now there's still openings. There are plenty of openings. So if you're interested in operating, send an email to K2 Whiskey Papa Mike. Tell him your interest, the modes, the bands. And he will then, if he wants to add you to the list, he will do so. I think he probably will. And you too can be K2 Bravo operating the event from Virginia. Hope that answers your question, Alan. As far as the logs, they are to be sent in to the manager at K2WPM in ADIF form. So whatever you're using, you can create an ADIF form and then send it in. As far as QSLs, we are not responsible for QSLs. That will be the responsibility of the 13 Colonies Special Events group. I'm not sure how they're going to handle that, but I'm not sure also who's going to handle uploading to LOTW or EQSL or QRZ. So that's someone else's job. We just make the contacts and send in the logs. Over to Alan, AG4VA, K1HTV.
K1HTV, AG4VA. Well, thank you very much for all of that, Rich. It's very interesting. I should have wished everybody a happy 4th of July 1st. Happy 4th to everyone who's listening and checked in. I also wanted to thank you and Brad for working the 13 Colonies. I know Rob K4RXL yesterday was very appreciative to work you from the summit, Rich. He had no idea he was going to be able to work one of the 13 Colony stations when he was doing summits on the air. He's a new ham. He just got licensed this year. He's been enjoying the summits, and his son and his wife just got licensed in the last week or two, and they're enjoying the summits as well. So everything in amateur radio is new to them, and they never heard about the 13 Colonies before, so they're just kind of very surprised they were able to work one from the summit. And Brad was gracious today to work Lenny, K4LXP, or N4LXP, rather, on the summits. And he was very surprised today that somebody would take their time and work him on 2 meters as one of the 13 Colony stations. So I was just kind of curious about the backstory behind it. And I actually enjoy a pileup. I really enjoy them when I'm working summits. I'd much rather have a pileup than sitting on a summit talking to the crickets. And it's always fun to unravel it and get everybody in the log. But I've never had any pileups like these guys have doing the 13 Colonies. That's something else entirely different. You're talking about dozens and dozens, if not possibly hundreds of stations. So these guys are handling it very well. I think they chose well, and the people who volunteered know what they're doing, working those contests and dealing with the pileup. Very, very talented ham. So thanks for that much. Thank you very much for that, Rich. I'm going to turn it back to Brad. I know there are a couple other guys who wanted to check in. I don't want to hog all the time on the 13 Colonies. N7IVV, AG4VA.
KX4KU.
Pick it up, Kevin.
N7IVV, KX4KU.
We'll see. When you pick it up, Kevin.
Oh, I was just going to say, Rich, it's funny, how people were working the pileups and such. Well, you should just listen to the mess on some of the CW pileups. It was like, why even try? But a couple of stations were smart and went split. But earlier today on Maryland station, I mean, people were just spending, they weren't listening. But anyway, I think it's easier to manage a voice file up than a CW file up. And thank you for participating again this year. So, and thanks to Brad for participating. And I'm going to go QRT.
73KX4KU.
Let me on that. K4SO to the list. Mark's doing some operating.
And KX4O. KX4KU.
John, KX4O is also operating as K2B. Kevin, did you say that John is operating as K2B also? Mr. Kevin, my audio working?
Hey, you're working good. I hear you well, Rich, AQ4VA.
When Kevin said he's going to QRT, I guess he really meant it.
And 7IVV.
Well, other guys, I didn't write down the calls. I think GG checked in. If you want to pick it up, you have a comment for this informal roundtable, this is AQ4VA. Go ahead.
And 7IVV.
Woke up. Go ahead.
Yeah, sorry guys, I had to pick up a satellite, so I'll be back in a couple minutes. And 7IVV back to you, whatever you guys are doing.
Yeah, Roger, Alan. I don't have too much to report. I appreciate Rich's effort on the 13 colonies and also the space weather stuff. Him and Bruce is quite interesting. Didn't know much about that stuff. I couldn't handle a pilot, not a chance in hell. But I did enjoy getting on field day on a 6-meter rig for a while there. I was yelling away into my headset, but that wasn't where the microphone was. It was a desk microphone, so no one would hear me for a number of contacts. But anyway, that's what you learn. Anyway, back to you, AG4VA, AK4GG.
AK4GG, AG4VA. Sorry, I didn't write down your full call sign. I wasn't really doing the... the net control position, so sometimes I just write down the abbreviation where, so I know where I am in the order. So I wrote down GG, and then I wrote down VA, and then Brad called on me. So there was another gentleman who checked in before GG. I didn't get your call. Why don't you go ahead and take it away, AG4VA.
I don't know if that was me, KN4LIX here.
Probably. There was one I didn't write down before GG. Go ahead.
KN4LIX portable here. Standing out in the yard. Just thought I'd check in and say hi to all you guys and wish everybody a happy 4th of July. I can't really contribute much to what you're talking about tonight, but haven't checked in a while. Just wanted to check in, so I'm going to back on out. KN4LIX is clear.
Was there anybody else who wanted to check in? Brad wasn't really holding that. We're just kind of talking about 13 colonies and making comments about 4th of July. This is AG4VA.
Question for KN4LIX, K1HTV.
KN4LIX, back to you.
Oh, and hello over there, Becca. I also stand by for Becca next. LIX, I noticed I clicked on QRZ.com, and I don't see any information on you other than your address. No email, no pretty picture of you. You going to add something to the QRZ page for KN4LIX so we know what you look like?
Oh, absolutely not. I don't put out much information on those things.
Stan, okay, very good. So at least a picture of what you look like, but that's your choice. Very good. Over to Becca, KJ78PV, K1HTV.
KJ78PV and the group. And this is the non-net tonight. Interesting. So a round table is apparently what I've participated in during just regular hours in the week on the repeater where a group of people get together and somebody wants to jump into the group will state their call sign, and whoever's speaking at the time will often say something like their call sign acknowledged, and then go on and finish, and then it goes round robin from there. This group seems a little bit in need of a facilitator, if I might comment, but I know that you're all busy with your wonderful 13 colony contest, and so I'm grateful for what I got to overhear about that. I had questions also, so thanks for sharing. So who's next? I'm passing it along to whoever wants to go next.
Brad's busy, and I guess, Alan, you asked the original question, so why don't you go ahead? Do you want to pick it up and see who else is around?
Thank you, Rich. This is AG4VA. I had talked to Brad a little earlier today in 7IVV. He was down in Greene County today, which is just to the north of me. I'm in Albemarle County. He was just to the north, and a couple of guys were doing summits on the air, and I knew Brad was doing the 13 colonies, so I asked if he'd work a couple of the guys on the summits, and he was able to hear one ham and worked him as K2D. So it kind of sparked a question about 13 colonies and the backstory. So folks are just checking in. We were talking about how Rich and Brad got involved in participating in the 13 colonies this year, and we're really just talking about that in 4th of July. So if anybody else wants to make a comment along those lines or anything else, throw out your call sign into the informal round table and take a turn. This is AG4VA.
KO4LUA.
KO4LUA, AG4VA.
On the 13 colony subject, I monitored a lot of it. I, of course, didn't participate, but it was very exciting to monitor. I monitored on 20 and 40, and on 10, it was good. I did make a milestone. Did work Quebec, so I felt proud of that. But today I worked Brazil, so I'm even prouder now. KO4LUA.
Yeah, I think that's really, really great to work Brazil. I commonly work France and England when I'm doing summits on the air. And I guess 13 colonies is global. I guess I'll turn it back to Rich for a question. Are you you hearing a lot of folks from around the world participating in 13 colonies? K1HTV, AG4VA.
AG4VA, K1HTV. I did a rough count the other day. I think I've got pretty close. It's more than 50 countries already, so just a lot of people all over. I was running JAs for a while when the band would open up in the late afternoon on 20. I worked a bunch of JAs. I worked some UA0s in Russia and all over Europe and South America and lots of stateside guys, just everywhere. Everybody's interested in working K2B and all the other K2 stations, all the special event stations. So congratulations to Paul on South America. Now you have two continents, North America, South America. You need four more to go. You need Europe, Africa, Asia, and Oceania, and you'll have the WAC Award, the Worked All Continents Award, which is administered up at, in Newington at the International Amateur Radio Union up at the ARRL headquarters. So that's a nice certificate if you can work all continents with some station on each of the six continents. You will qualify for that award. I guess you need confirmation, so you need to get either LOTW going, Logbook of the World, or paper QSL cards. and then you could submit for that award. So congratulations on getting going in the DX world. Let's see. Anything else, Becca, regarding the way we operate here? Yeah, sometimes we step on each other, and that's the way it helps to pass it along to the next station, or as opposed to just throwing it up in the air, and then two people start, and of course they don't know which one's going to start first. It's a good idea when you, in a pile, in a round table like that, say a few words and let up on the mic for just a few seconds, just a second. And if you hear somebody talking, you can just immediately stop when you have a pile up, a round table like this going. As far as pile ups, yeah, it's fun. And being up on a soda site, you get to know what more than one person calls you at once. It can get can be lots of fun. And on CW, yeah, running splits just stay up, and they'll start moving up varying amounts. When I was working 1AW, they call plus or minus. You know, you can't. I usually use a broad filter. I don't use a tight filter. It's because stations call all over the various frequencies on CW, plus or minus a couple hundred hertz. So if you sort of center it and let your ears filter out one of those multiple callers. After a while, you train the brain to do that. You can actually pick out individuals with multiple ones calling at the same time. You just focus on one tone and sort of let the cerebral filter do the work. Back to you, Alan, K1HTV.
All right. Thank you so much, Rich. Let's see if Brad has made it back. N7IVV, AG4VA. I think Brad's working satellites. How about AK4GG, AG4VA?
Yeah, Roger, Alan, the rest of the group. Yeah, I don't have anything else to probably want to discuss tonight, so I might just clear on out. Have a good evening, guys, and happy 4th. AK4GG clear.
Okay, good to have a chance to talk to you this evening. Hope you enjoy your 4th. Becca, how we're doing with our roundtable, AG4VA?
AG7APV, wow. I'm impressed. You picked it right up and got it on track and back on circle again. Tonight's kind of an exception because it was a morph of a net into a round table, so kind of interesting to see how well we recovered. Thanks. I wanted to say a few words about the colonial time period. I did attend a Zoom meeting today, a talk at a special library who houses copies of the original or the earliest facsimile of the Declaration of Independence, and it was quite interesting. It showed how global of a document that became and initially was. So it's kind of neat to think about that next to the 13 Colonies Amateur Radio Contest, where we're contacting the global entities as well, that were involved in the making of the United States. So one of the comments on the talk today was that, which I fully agree with, in my last several semesters of college classes, I really realized that you really can't do United States history without a global sort of view, because it's out of context. So we truly have been a global nation from our earliest beginnings, and lots of trade therein. So it's really neat to see how that thought of communication around the world has transformed itself into amateur radio and other communications. So that's it for me. I'll be listening. If you want to talk with me some more, just ask. Otherwise, I'm doing a few tasks here, and I will wait for your call if anybody wants to talk with me again. KJ7APV, monitoring.
Okay, thanks, Becca. Good to hear you in there and your comments tonight. I think they did a great job with the 13 colonies, putting Philadelphia in there and Great Britain and France. France certainly helped us with the revolution, so wouldn't want to leave France out. KO4LUA, any additional comments for the roundtable? AG4VA.
KO4LUA, no, I don't have any further items to add. KO4LUA.
AG4VA, we were not really holding a fair net tonight. We're just talking about 4th of July and 13 colonies, or any other comments. Anybody else want to take a turn? That's AG4VA.
K4JND.
K4JND, AG4VA.
Just wanted to wish everybody a happy 4th.
Well, thank you for that. And I'm going to go out in the yard here before too long. I live on a little mountain in Ivy called Clark Mountain, so it gets me up a little bit above the surrounding terrain. And so many years I've been away at the beach or family reunions or whatnot on the 4th of July. Last year I'd here for the first time in so many years, and I look out, I've got a sight path out towards Culpeper. I can see Thoroughfare Mountain, so I've got about 30, 35 miles of relatively clear terrain I look out over towards the northeast. And ever so many people shooting up fireworks, so as soon as it gets dark, I'm going to go out and see if I can count the various shows. I lost count last year. I won't even tell you what I came up with. It almost sounds like an exaggeration, but it's just incredible how many people are shooting up fireworks that I can see from this vantage point. You're not close. You're just seeing a little puff on the horizon, but it's amazing how many are out there. Rich, K1HTV, it looked like the Fair Club was holding back the plaques for the VAQP, and it looks like they're going to hand them out at the meeting on Thursday. I thought I would come up for that. I had a question. Do you, is it common practice to send out a thank you to the sponsor for the plaque you won in the VAQP? K1HTV, AG4VA.
AG4VA, K1HTV. Yes, it is. It's good courtesy. I've sent, trying to K7, I thank John, who was one of the sponsors, KX4O, but there's a K7 station who was in the area, and he's left the area, and for many years was sponsoring the VAQ Super Party plaque for a low power operator, and each year I have to thank him. Maybe he got tired of me thanking him, but he's wondering, you know, aren't there other operators who want to operate low power and win? anyway, maybe I'll do digital next year. A couple thoughts here, just to pass along regarding the those who participated in the event or are participating in the event. You do not need to work all 13 colonies to get the certificate. Very nice certificate. You do not need to get the two bonus stations for a clean sweep. as far as spotting, they asked you, they're encouraging you to spot the various colonies, the stations that you hear. They suggest using DX Summit. That's one of the networks. But you can connect to any node because they all interconnect. You can access that through Telnet or whatever way you do it. But DX Summit is was the one of the original ones. 13 Colonies Events is not a non-profit event. All donations are used to fund the next year's event and to defray any expenses. All donations are used for operating costs, supplies, and equipment, and various other 13 Colony Group initiatives. A donation is voluntary. If you have difficulty with the donation, just tell them on your log sheet that you send in, and they'll send you the certificate, no questions asked. So if you work them and you want a certificate, send them a couple bucks, and if you can't afford it, just tell them, and they'll still send you the certificate. So anyway, I'm going to wind it up. I've got to write some documentation on a couple of programs that I'm working on here that I'm documenting. One is the QLog program that you've probably heard me talk about. Another one's called Spots, which will soon be released to the blind community and also to the public. I'll probably put on the website, and you'll find it. If you use FT8 and you want to be notified when the band opens up on a dead band, or if you want a new country that you've not worked, it'll do a voice announcement on that. So a neat program, and I think you'll have fun using it if you're interested in that. Anyway, that's it for now. 7-3-0 all around, everybody else. And fine on that beautiful view. And I envy you being up there. What a great VHF site. It would be a great contest site, Alan, for VHF contest. Take care, everybody. Happy Independence Day. And I think I'll go upstairs, grab a bite to eat again, and maybe watch what's left of the special show down at the Capitol. And then I'm not sure if they're going to show the fireworks, but I'm going to at least watch the repeat of the 8 to 9 show on the PBS. Back to you, Alan. 7-3 all around, AG4VA from K1HTV, 7-3.
Okay, Rich, thank you so much for your comments about the 13 colonies. I've enjoyed working it. I've almost gotten all 13 and probably get the 3 bonus stations before it's all over. I see on 20 meters, Golf Bravo 13, Charlie Oscar Lima, the Great Britain station, is on 20 meters, 14.320, according to DX Summit, and the info there is that it's a big pileup. So I'm sure everybody who is interested in the contest, I'm sure wants that one. So that gentleman or lady is probably having a good time working that. So I'm going to see if Brad is still back around. If not, I'm going to clear out of here as well. N7IVV, AG4VA.
Yeah, hi guys, I'm back in. I just finished working 2 satellites. They finally get out so far that nobody seems to want to talk to them, but if anybody's aware of the satellites, that is, were CAS 4A, and then a couple minutes later, CAS 4B came over, and now I'm waiting a few minutes for XW2A, which I don't even know who launched it, but anyway, they're all the single sideband transponder satellites. And listen, if anybody's around and looking for Virginia still, I can pop over to 52 Simplex and give you Virginia on 2 meters if you want. And I didn't hear any of the conversation because I had headphones on trying to work the satellite, so I guess I'll just leave it at that. N7IVV.
7IVV, AG4V. I had a quick question. It looked like, according to the VAQP site, you guys held back the plaques for the club for the VAQP winners. I thought I'd come up to the meeting on Thursday. I don't know if you guys still had, like, restricted attendance or anything. I guess I don't really need to come up. If there's some new members who'd prefer to go to the club meeting, maybe somebody hasn't been before, I don't need to take up a slot. If it's restricted, maybe there's some new members. So what's your thoughts on the upcoming meeting, Brad? N7IVV, AG4VA.
That's a good question. It's amazing how time just all of a sudden slips past. I don't have a good, I don't know at this point. Tuesday I'll have to make a phone call and find out what we've got for restrictions. I kind of think maybe they'll be lifting them a little bit, but I mean, yeah, that's when we're going to distribute the plaques. And, of course, you know, if people can't come and they don't have a plaque to pick up, last year I just threw their certificates in a big envelope and mailed them to people, and I can do that again this year if we need to. So I guess Wednesday night I'll have a better answer than that.
Okay. Well, I'll make the decision later in the week and see what information you have on Wednesday and go from there. So thanks for starting the informal roundtable or whatever you were calling it, Brad. I got some interesting information from you and Rich and the other folks who checked in. KO4LUA work Brazil, and seems like a lot of interest in the 13 colonies. So I don't know that I'll throw my hat in the ring this year. Might think about it for next year. Look like those guys are having and ladies are having a lot of fun working the pileup. So interesting to see how people get involved. All right, well, I'm going to jump out of here. Good to hear everybody. Happy 4th of July to all. And I'll leave it back to you, Brad, and maybe I'll catch you on Wednesday in 7IDV, HG4VA.
Hey, what's the website for the DX spotting network, whatever it's called?
The one I'm seeing the activity on and the one the official 13 Colony website suggests is DX Summit. And it comes up, it's on my screen, is dxsummit.fi. And seems like people are spotting pretty pretty quickly with all of the folks doing the 13 colonies. 80 meters, 40 and 20 is pretty predominant. And it always, what I've come across is pretty... pretty doggone accurate, so that's what I've used. That's where I'm finding them. HG4VA.
Okay, thanks for that. Having trouble getting to it. You said dot Foxtrot India?
Yeah, that's the way I see it here on the screen where it's populating the data. I think I just searched DX Summit in Google.
Kilo, Oscar, 4, Lima, Lima, Foxtrot, connected to W4VA.
FI is Finland.
Okay. Yeah, dxsummit.fi, it's Foxtrot India. Obviously, I don't do any spotting, I haven't really done anything. I don't see any of the what you call them. My mind is blown. 13 colonies here on this one. So, well, I'll keep looking around. Obviously, I'm missing something here. All right, guys, you have a good evening. I'll catch up to you at 7IVV.
Hey, Brad, does it say My DX Summit at the top of Radio Arcala?
Yes.
Look down the list. You just scroll the list. I can see K2F, K2L, K2J. If you just scroll down the list, you see in that third column where it says DX, just scroll down. You see WM4PN, WM3PN. Is there? TM3COL just popped up on 14312, so it's all there.
Oh, okay. Sometimes I'm getting worse than my dad, and he's 84. I focus on one little thing, and 2 inches away is what I really should be looking at. So I was looking at the spotter instead of the DX. All right, guys, thanks for your help. And I'm going to go back and take my drugs and have my mush for dinner. So, talk to you later. And 7IVV.
And 7IVV. What was that web address again?
It's dxsummit.fi. That's Delta X-Ray Sierra Uniform Mike India Tango. dxsummit.foxtrotindia.
Thank you. Have a good 4th. K4 Yankee.
Kilo, Oscar, 4, Lima, Lima, Foxtrot, disconnected.